Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I see that the pending arrival of 500 motorcycles can't keep you all away. If you're a visitor to St. Mary's this morning, we welcome you warmly and we're so grateful that you came to worship with us today. Thank you. I have a question to pose for you to ponder throughout the sermon. What is it that you need to live lives of joy and compassion and service? What do you need right now in your life to help you feel that God is calling you to a place where you can openly share the love and the joy and the hope that God showers on each and every one of us? One of the great blessings of still living with a little person who is 4, and you might hear from him in a moment, is the immediacy of needs that we see in our children. We have the lovely gift of a baby in the back of the church today, and there's something so beautiful about little people who have needs, and it is typically pretty easy to figure out what they are. A friend of mine came over for dinner on Friday night, and it was very close to the time that we should be eating. And we like to say in our house that when any one of us gets a little hungry, the sass monster comes out, and we were experiencing very clearly Charlie's need to eat dinner. He was hungry and a little bit cranky, and as soon as we had a piece of pizza and his blood sugar was restored, we both noticed, my friend and I both noticed, that he had a tremendous need for some exercise because his energy was incredibly high at that point. So we walked down into on Salton Point, and for those of you who have been outside in the evenings, you'll know that the low tide has corresponded with the sunset. And so we were able to walk so far out into the harbor, we were standing about 6 feet from the channel marker. And it was not only gorgeous and lovely to be out in a place in the harbor that normally I don't go, but to watch the boats that were coming in through the channel, and you could see them looking at our corgis, who are about that tall. And the corgis were only ankle deep in water, and we were so close to the channel marker, you could see the boats trying to figure out, will there be enough water for us to get through? Once we were out there for a certain amount of time, Charlie began to get sleepy. And it was very clear that the need was for us to go home, that the sun had set, it was time for bed. There is such clarity and grace in being around people whose needs are so obvious. For those of you who are mourning the death or the loss of loved ones in your life, and there are so many in our community who are mourning right now, we can experience the same phenomenon at the end of life when people's needs become very immediate and very obvious. There can be such a tremendous gift in having a loved one ask you to put lotion on their hands or to swab their mouths, because their ability to take care of themselves at the very end of life diminishes so greatly. There is such incredible sacredness in being able to say, this is what I need. The challenge for us, and thus my question at the beginning of the sermon, is that between the beginning and the ends of life, we lose track of what our needs are. I know so many of you are living lives where you're taking care of other people or giving a lot of your time and your energy in your work lives, in your volunteer lives, in your retirement lives that are busier than most work lives. And it's just remarkable to see the constant outpouring of energy. How many of you stop and say, what do I need in order to continue doing this? In readings this morning, particularly the psalm and the gospel lesson, we are explicitly given the example of a God who wants desperately to meet our needs. In Psalm 23, we often focus on the shepherd image, but in verse 5, when we have the Lord as the great host setting forth a table for us in the presence of those things that trouble us. For some, these might be actual people, enemies, people who cause your heart some strife. For others, they might be internal sources of strife. But the Lord wants nothing more than to sit you down and give you a feast. Not taking away the enemies, not erasing the troubles, but giving you the sustenance to face exactly what is before you. In the gospel lesson, when Jesus' apostles come back to him, this is the part of Mark's gospel when they had been commissioned and sent out. They had done incredible acts of healing and teaching and come back to report to the Lord what they had experienced. And Jesus saw in them their exhaustion. Thus, he says to them, come away by yourselves to a quiet and deserted place. It's interesting, they leave out a couple of really important things in this week's lectionary, like feeding 5,000 people that press in on these exhausted disciples. And it's one of the most poignant things to me about this gospel lesson, and I think many of you will recognize this state of mind. When you have come to the end of your rope, when you are not sure how you will make it through the next day of work or grief or whatever struggle it is that you are facing, sometimes there is more that is asked of you. When the disciples were at the point that they were staggering around with exhaustion, 5,000 people come forward and are in need of healing and care. Even in those times, our Lord will reach out and give you the strength that you need. He doesn't push the crowds away. He doesn't yell at the disciples and say, come on, buck up. He simply acknowledges that there are tremendous needs in this world. And that together, through his encouragement, his apostles are given the strength to meet the crowds that come to them that day. One of the greatest gifts that we can give to ourselves during these summer months, which on Cape are that funny paradox of a little bit more time for relaxation, which means we play and work so hard that we get to the point of exhaustion. But you have the space now to ask yourself, what do I need? What can I ask for from the people in my lives, from my communities, from my church, but especially from God? Can you be honest with God about what you need to continue to live a life of joy and compassion and service? It might mean that you need some fresh inspiration, that you've gotten a little stale in how you're moving through your life, and you need God to inspire you in a new way. It might be that you need some time apart, that you need some rest, that you need to take a pause from some of the many activities and people in your life. It could be that you need a new outlet for service. One of the fastest ways to refresh our spirits is to turn away from ourselves. If we get too inward, too focused on our own issues, looking out can be a great source of refreshment. It's one of those funny paradoxes. What do you need to live a life of joy and compassion and service? These readings this morning promise us that Jesus is right there with you, with me, ready to give us the strength to meet whatever the next hour or day or week will bring. All we have to do is be honest with ourselves about what we need and ask, and the Lord will spread a banquet before us. Amen.
Amen.